Richard Wainwright is joining us now. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for inviting me to talk today.
Well, we appreciate you guys kicking this off, and we asked your opponent, we'll ask you, why Richard Wainwright and not Stephen Floss?
Well, Joe, I can tell you this. I'm a lifelong businessman who resides in the town of Amherst. I moved here because of the stellar reputation we used to enjoy here in Amherst. I say used to because I feel it's gone in the wrong direction for the last decade or so. I've owned my own business in the past and since had held a managerial position for an employee-owned manufacturing company for most of my career, overseeing dozens of employees. For the last three decades, Joe, I've worked alongside hundreds of highway departments and DOTs throughout three states. I've proven to be a valuable asset to highway superintendents as I help them run their own individual departments effectively through educating them and choosing proper equipment, suiting their individual needs, depending on many factors. Equipment is the backbone of the department, Joe. You know that. I know that. Without proper equipment, along with proper training, the work can't effectively get done. Through this, Joe, I've been able to gain the respect of highway superintendents throughout the industry. I also attend mandatory annual meetings with these well-respected department heads and have obtained valuable information that benefit the Amherst community, as well as departments and its employees. Because of this education, Joe, I'm well-versed in highway laws, paving guidelines, garbage pickups, snow plowing, road maintenance, drainage, and forestry. I possess grant writing skills and success in managing government contracts, negotiations and budget, qualifications that many do not have. I can direct and manage teams with a company of hundreds of employees. I know what it takes to be a leader, Joe. Am I qualified? Do I have pertinent information? Yes, I do. If I wasn't confident that I could be of value to the town of Amherst with over 140,000 residents, I would not have been inclined to run for this extremely important position. I have no hidden agenda and stand to gain nothing personally. I'm ready, willing, and capable of serving the people. I have much valued endorsements from most of the highway superintendents in Erie, Cattaraugus, and Niagara County who are ready and willing to provide the guidance and aid with any need Amherst encounters. These resources, Joe, alone are invaluable and proves my worth among the community. I have much to accomplish during my tenure with the Amherst Highway Department, and if lucky enough to gain the vote of the residents, I anticipate increasing the staffing, offering fair wages and benefits that are fair to all these hardworking individuals so that we have the manpower. Then I intend to implement an equipment replacement plan so we have enough equipment to service this growing town and bring back the services that we used to enjoy here in Amherst. I will work hard with the town leadership to secure a budget and will properly serve the taxpayers. I will be honored to serve the people of Amherst in this capacity, and I thank you for letting you, with my excitement, I'm hopeful that the people will understand who I am and what I'm about.
Richard, you brought up a lot of stuff there, but what do you think is the number one pressing issue for the Amherst Highway Department?
Number one is giving back to the community, Joe. That's so important. I believe that the taxpayers are the ones suffering here, and many of the great workers at the highway department, they're not getting fair wages and they're not getting fair benefits across the board. So I think it's number one priority is serving the taxpayers, Joe.
When you look at snow removal, obviously that was a big focus in December. It's a big focus in the Erie County executive race. Where do you think the snow removal can be fixed or worked on in Amherst?
So my managerial experience says it all right there. We've been held hostage for decades under the leadership of recycled highway workers in the town of Amherst Highway Department. They might know how to work the mechanics of the equipment, but they lack the necessary experience to effectively lead the department. A great example, Joe, is the December storm, okay? This was not an unprecedented storm. It was huge failure on leadership. We need new management.
Rich,
we weren't prepared.
Richard Wainwright running for highway superintendent. Richard, as I gave your opponent, I'll give you the final word, the final pitch to the voters as we have 2 days of voting left.
The stakes in this year's election could not be higher, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I've been working hard to earn your vote. Our town deserves better than what we've been getting. I'm a husband, father, grandfather, and a businessman, and would consider it a privilege to serve our families. I'm proud to live here in the town of Amherst and would love the opportunity to see it returned back to the people.
Richard Wainwright running for Amherst Highway Superintendent. Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Look forward to more communication with you.